Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amesis Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27, One Request. This is a beautiful Perek of Tehillim that we say at the end of Shacharis during the entire month of Elul through Shmini Atzeres. We're going to focus on one powerful line, but before we do, I want you to think about the following. Let's say you found a genie in a bottle and you were granted one wish. What would it be? Wealth? Straight A's? A driver's license that comes with a brand new car? Maybe something a bit loftier. World peace? A cure to cancer? Family harmony for yourself or someone you love? Let's see what David yearns for. Pasuk Dalet. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa avakesh. There is one thing I ask for. Achas. Just one thing I am requesting, David says. What is that? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. To sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. David HaMelech was a melech. He was a king. He probably had quite a nice home, a royal palace. But David's singular desire was to spend his days, to spend his life sitting in the house of Hashem. The Ramchal, at the beginning of his very famous Musar Sefer, Maseilas Yesharim, explains that human beings were created for pleasure, and the greatest pleasure one can experience is dveikus, connection to God. The Ramchal then quotes this very line of Tehillim, Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, osa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai, and the Ramchal then continues, Ki rak zehu hatov, because only this, only attachment to Hashem is true good, is real pleasure. The kol zulas ze sheyachshavu b'nei adam l'tov eino ela hevel v'shavneseh. And everything else that a person thinks is good is really deceptive, foolishness, and nothingness. As a successful king, David likely had every physical pleasure available to him. But all of that paled. It was like nothing compared to the pleasure of connection to Hashem. And connection to Hashem, that pleasure is accessible to each of us. Living kol yimei chayai is a high madrega, a high level of living, but we can each start with small steps. Living in Hashem's house means that wherever we are, wherever we go and whatever we do, we live our lives trying to connect ourselves to Hashem. Here's a very mundane example. Ice cream. Ice cream tastes delicious. It's a pleasurable experience, but it becomes infinitely more pleasurable when we eat it in a way that genuinely connects us to Hashem. By following the halachos of waiting between meat and milk, by saying the before and after brachos with real kavana. Through such an approach, even the simplest act, like eating ice cream, enables us to sit in the house of Hashem, creating dveikus, attachment to Hashem. And that, my friend, is the greatest pleasure of all. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Thank you, Rena Glasser, for the musical accompaniment.